Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Titus chapter 1, verse 2, we were taught that as Christians, we should continuously grow stronger in doctrine. Let's build on that thought today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.
All these promises of God, the hope that we have is a sure hope. It's a blessed hope if you're in Christ Jesus. Now, we must be sure, though, that we are strong in doctrine and scripture. More strong now in doctrine and scripture than we were, say, 10 years ago. Now, listen, I'm a pastor. I started pastoring my first church that I passed as a pastor of 43 years ago. A little over 43 years ago. I'd actually preached my first sermon in a church in 1970, but I wasn't pastoring. So what I'm saying is that here I am, all these years later, I better be stronger in scripture and doctrine than when I began to pastor my first church. Or I've been at this present church since 1984, and 1986 became the senior pastor of Central Baptist Church. I better be stronger in doctrine now than when I took over as the pastor, because it's God's church. I'm going to be called to an account. So, I'm not going to try to change the doctrine. I'm not going to try to adapt to the culture. Mine is to take the Word of God and show the culture they need to change. I want us to be stronger in God's truth. You know, I think it's good people take others under their wings, and we call it discipleship. But you know, God's discipleship program too is included when you see the New Testament church when it was formed. They met daily at the church. That daily meeting, that daily preaching, taught the people. It taught the people. And so, doctrine is practical. It is practical for any Christian in area of life that involve their vocation, their home, and their daily walk, their church, everything. In your daily life and problems, doctrine is practical. We have a free will because we're made in God's image. Now, you got to deny that we're made in God's image if you don't believe we have a free will. We have a free will. Now, do we follow Bible doctrine over human psychology and human philosophies, even if they be religious philosophy? The Word of God is the best counsel. Jesus would, in the prophecy of him, says, they shall call him, what? Counselor. Counselor. And so, our Lord is our counselor. The many counsels that you see in Proverbs, the counselors, plural. He's speaking of the Word of God. It's filled with counsel. It is the first authority over our lives. If we're saved, this should be the first authority. It's a biblical authority. And you say, well, Pastor, I don't even teach Sunday school, let alone be employed at a church. Wherever you are, if you're saved, You have a call on your life, and that is to be a light. A light that reflects Jesus Christ. The light of Christ shining in you, through you. Jesus said, if you follow me, you would not walk in darkness. Following him means doing what he says, doing what he does, and doing his will according to his word. So you are called to be a witness. Look, I don't think everybody is called to be a pastor, an evangelist. I believe everybody's called to be a full-time Christian wherever they are, to shine light and try to bring people to Christ and edify believers. That's what the Great Commission's about. And so, if you work in the world of technology, they need a light. If you work in the world of retail, they need a light. If you work in the field of education, they need a light. Whatever field it is, it needs light. You're saved. God holds you accountable as to be a light in that place. If we would be godly, we will live by the word of God regardless of friends, families, or foes. Now, by the way, taking a stand on the word of God, I've had close family separate from me for standing on the word of God. Now, I pray for them daily. I pray that they'll get right. But because it's family, it's not an excuse to not obey God and stand, having done all to stand. Matter of fact, when you read the book of Ephesians, I like that, in Ephesians chapter 6, having done all to stand, do all you can in your power to stand, then he says, withstand. Having done all to stand, then withstand. What do you mean, withstand? Because when you take a stand, the devil's going to challenge it. He's going to fight it. He's going to bring friends, families, and other foes in. And you must not only stand, but withstand Satan's attack or as a result. We must think on Psalms 138, verse 2. We must remember what Jesus said there. Now, in Psalms 138, verse 2, he said that he has exalted his word even above his name. Now, you think about the name of Jesus. Philippians chapter 2. We find that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. What a great name that is. And yet, he's exalted his word above his name, Psalms 138, verse 2. Psalms 12, 6, and 7 says that he's preserved this word from this generation forever. Now, if he preserved the word, then he has. People say, well, we don't have it all. You know, some of it's been lost or some of this or whatever. And they come up with these different texts, corrupted texts. They leave out parts of the Bible. I can remember I sat in a class one time where my Greek professor said the differences between the Textus Receptus, which our King James comes from, and the critical text are so minor that they don't make any doctrinal difference. It's just a few insignificant words as these and thous and so forth. Not really anything at all of doctrinal value. And I remember sitting there as a young student thinking, wow, I didn't know that. But then as I studied it, I found out something different. They do leave things out in their text, and a lot of times in translating those texts. For example, Matthew 18:11, Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. Is that important? I mean, would they leave it out of their text and out of some of their Bibles? What about in Colossians chapter 1, verse 14 says we have forgiveness through his blood. They leave out through his blood. Is that important? That's abominable to leave those things out. The devil's at work. He wants to change the translations of the Bible. Jesus said Moses and the prophets to the rich man in hell that the rich man in hell wanted somebody to go from hell, to go from death to his brothers that they knew had died and warned them of that place? And Jesus said, they have Moses and the prophets. They don't need this. They won't believe Moses and the prophets. They're not going to believe that one rose from the dead. Well, Jesus rose from the dead and they still didn't believe. That is another reason the Word of God is preserved. God tells us to witness, to be faithful, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is. You know what that means. It is written in a Greek tense that is such that not forsaking is there, not there, there, not there, there, not there. That's the idea behind it. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the matter of some is. There are some people, I'll have to be there every time the doors are open. I'm not going there for that. Then they call us legalists. You ever have an officer pull you over? Say you're going too fast? You say to him, what's wrong with you? Are you a legalist? I mean, have you ever said that to a police officer? Have you ever gotten to a court and heard somebody tell the judge, what's the matter with you? Are you a legalist? You see, if they're going to spout ignorant things, then we need just to use their ignorance as examples of how ignorant what they're saying, because they would give more authority to that officer pulling you over for speeding, that judge making a declaration in a court of law, than they do to God and His Word, saying, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves, the matter of some is. See, God wants to be faithful. He wants us to be righteous, not self-righteous, but godly righteousness. He wants us to be holy. He says, be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. The word holy has in it the idea of separation. That's separation from worldliness. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's what the Bible says. Now, you either got to call the Bible a lie and say the culture overcomes that, or you got to say, I need to get right with God. And I think you better take that ladder and get right with God. So, we need to be righteous, we need to be godly, we need to be holy in how we live our lives, how we handle the problems that enter our life. I haven't been successful at all times in doing that. It's a daily battle. But what we do in righteousness and holiness, we do in obedience to and the proclamation of God's Word.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm.